ಸಹಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ನಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಮ್ಮೇ ಗೌರತ್ತಿಷೇ ನಮಃ ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯೈ ತದಾಲಯೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ಸದಭಕ್ತಾಯ ವೃಂದಾಯ ತುಳಸಿ ಜಪ್ಯೈ ಪ್ರಿಯಾಯಿ ಕೇಶವತ್ಯೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರದೇ ದೇವಿ ಸತ್ಯವತ್ಯೈ Now I want to explain some teachings of Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami. He has given these teachings in his last day. One day before, in the evening he told, in the morning, next morning, left this day. He told that I have given so many sufferings to so many persons. Now they have so much engineer and envy with me. But one day they will realize that what I have told Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Satyam, know you? Absolute truth, not only truth, absolute truth. Shivam Mangal Janak. Auspicious. Sundaram Sabbe. One day they will realize that what I have told bona fide story. In our book it has been written that saptam bruyat ma bruyat apriyam. What is the meaning?
That the truth in selfish circles and want to speak out but in spiritual circles when one can speak out and out of it. So even if it's not out of it.
That is Prabhu?
Oh.
So this Prabhu was telling to me in our morning talk. They said that our Kami Jnani Yogi doesn't like this. Satyam Bruyat Ma Bruyat Asatyam Apriyam. Satyam Apriyam. Don't tell anything truth which is apriyam, which is not
palatable.
But our disciplic order, Sam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, up this till now, we don't follow this. A bona fide truth is there, whether it is not
palatable,
but yet it should be so. What is that? In Srimad Bhagavat it has been written that Guru Nasasyat, Swajanu Nasasyat, Sajanu no sashchat. It means that Guru is not Guru, bona fide Guru. It is not helping anyone to advance in his spiritual life. So the service of Krishna and Srimati Radhika, he should be rejected right now. Like Bali Maharaj rejected his guru Sukracharya and he followed Vamandev. Mother should not pregnant any child if she cannot help the children to
grow in bhakti.
The father is not father who is not helping his children to be bona fide devotees. A wife is not bona fide chaste lady, whether he may be worldly chaste, but he is not chaste lady. And he is not to be a mother if he is not encouraging his boys to develop their Krishna consciousness. Who did so? Bharata, the brother of Ram, left her mother, that he was against the service of Ram. He has sent Ram for 14 years for forest, to forest. They never told Kaikeyi, his mother. He rejected. After 14th year, when Ram returned with Sita and Lakshman to Ayodhya, and he was then king of Ayodhya, Kaikeyi went to Ram and began to weep. Ram told, "Mother, why you are weeping?" "I'm weeping that you are telling Kausalya, mother, mother. Lakshman is telling mother, Shatrughna is telling mother to Sumitra, and all telling mother to Kausalya, even Bharat. But Bharat does not tell any time, a single time, that, oh mother, to me. So I think that you will order him to see at least one time that he should call you mother." Ramchandra said, "Call Bharat alone." And he told that, "I know that you can make all orders." So I want to give you one order that you should fulfill. Bharat replied like folded hands, "Prabhu, I will follow all orders, but only, not only order. And that is, I cannot call Maharani Kaikeyi my mother. I can call him like Maharani, but I cannot call him my mother." Ram began to weep, and all that, but he never had. Those who are against, that's it. So it is apriya, but very bona fide truth. We have no relation with anyone who has not relation with Krishna and not Prabhu, Holy Master, Vaishnava. Those who are not respecting, honoring Vaishnava, not their energetic to develop their divine love to the divine sphere, we have no relation. And if you have relation, then your divine love and everything will go away. So we should follow all this. Those are favorable for developing our Krishna consciousness to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, to Dham Vrindavan Dham, to Krishna, to our Holy Master, that should be related. We'll have to relation with that. So he is telling Srila Prabhupada, I'm reading something. I'm explaining. So he has told for Saptam Bruat. But it is, if it is first, or not so
palatable,
but yet it should be told. So he is telling that I have brought so many new devotees from very unnat gharse,
from very
aristocratic family, and they are against me that he has taken my voice. That they think that Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati is only father, mother, everything, but they don't care. And they don't want to live in home and to serve their father and mother. But actually Krishna is father, mother, everything. So we should try to develop Krishna consciousness. He told that the very day he told, we should serve Vishaya Vigraha in the guidance of Ashraya Vigraha. You are following? Who is Ashraya Vigraha? Srimati Radhika is Supreme Ashraya Vigraha, Sevak Bhagavan. He is not different from Krishna as fire and his energy. Srimati Radhika is energy and Krishna is Supreme. Yes. So both are one. So we should try to serve Krishna in the guidance of Srimati Radhika. Our Gurudev is also like Baladev Prabhu and Srimati. As we see in Jaiva Dharma. You remember Jaiva Dharma? Prajanath and Vijay Kumar. Vijay Kumar saw his Gurudev, Gopal Guru, as Lalita Adishatha. And Prajanath saw him as Sugal Sina. In one, his Gurudev. But he, they saw like that. So here he has told that Ashraya Vigraha is Gurudev, but bona fide Gurudev, not doing party and all politics and theater. If he is doing, he should be rejected as one. No politics. Sorrow. Very simple. So we should just try to be party killings and all other things. Samiji has no politics, I know from beginning. He went door to door, even those who are drunkards. No belief in Krishna, no belief in any, but he went door to door. Like Nityananda. So we should be simple like that. Only one object, no other object. Only object is to serve Krishna and to Srimati Radhika, Vrindavan, Navdeep Dham, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda. So only one day subject. You tell that you are telling Gauri Chandra and also Radha and Krishna, how it is. You should think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna and Radha. One thing. So, he is telling that you should not spiral among you, yourself. Under the guidance of Holy Master, you should always try to serve rather than Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. you should see that we have come to this world and we are lacking so many things. There are so many problems. But we have not come to solve all these problems and to gather and to have collected all these things which were not. What is the whole object that we should to be solved? And by that, everything, every problem, every suffering, all ego, anger, everything will be solved. By only doing. What is that? Krishna consciousness. There are so many diseases. We want so much money. Also we have so many problems. We have to do like this. What is this?
Scratch.
A scratch? Huh? You go, that
teeth.
It looks like very better. Oh, how tasteful. But our Guru Maharaj was giving an example of this eating, that it is tested, oh, very much, here. But it is a rogue disease. So, if you are gathering, collecting all these things to solve our problems, by worldly all these things for sense gratification, it will make more problems. We should not think that, oh, I have nothing to eat, nothing to cloth. We should at first collect all these things, then chant Hare Krishna. Without this, we cannot chant. No, we should not. Chant Hare Krishna. And you should always have a very strong thing. That Krishna will see. He will manage everything. He has written and promised that on those who will surrender unto me, I will look after them. So we'll have to be very confident in this. So you cannot solve anything, but if you are surrendered to Krishna and serving Krishna, that everything will be solved forever. And if you are going to solve all these things, then I will chant Hari name. You cannot solve. You cannot be there. You should have a very strong belief on Krishna. This is the door to enter in bhakti realm. And that is called Saranagati. Yeah, Saranagati. Krishna must, he will give all things we require. So we should take only things which are favorable for bhakti. Reject all things which are not favorable for bhakti. Very strong desire. And you should also know, you should understand that always Krishna is supporting and nourishing us. He has given birth, he has given sadhu sangha, he has given Shuddha Gurudev, everything he has given. He has given body, we have not met this body. Any scientist and whole world cannot make an ant leg even. They cannot do anything. So we should know that Krishna is always supporting us, giving everything. He has given this very strong intelligence, everything. And so beautiful this body. We are not lame. We are not blind. And not by luck. Krishna has arranged a very bona fide guru like Swamiji to you all. To me also, the sannyas guru of Swamiji. So we are very fortunate. So anyone has not arranged, only Krishna has arranged. You should all. So he will arrange everything. Don't forget this thing. And then, get yourself, surrender yourself. What is yourself? This body, this mind, soul, everything. Sometimes we tell in words that, oh Buddha, I am, I've surrendered this. But actually when we see that he is not suffering. How? If our surrender to Gurudev, then why you are bothering for your these all problems? Why you not get all things to him? Because you have no faith. No, you have no faith. Oh, I am doing this thing. I will make it form. I will have so many cows, and then everything will be so favorable, and then I will sit and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But if you are doing so and so many cows are dead, then what to do? Every cows are dead, what is to do? So, we should not see that what will be tomorrow. Let it come tomorrow. Be always in Vartaman.
Present.
Like all. Who get support, who supported Rup Sanatan in very dense forest? Who support? Who saved the Prahlad Maharaj? So all these things. Prabhupada or our Guruji is here with me. Krishna is always here. You should not think that Krishna is not here or Guru is not here. He has died and Krishna has passed. You should not think that. Krishna is everywhere, in each atom, and saving all things. He is creating. He is God, you know, God. God means the generator. Oh, operator, the why we are going to be all these things? I will create something. I will observe.
Operate.
Oh, we are controlling all. I saw in the way coming from where? Left side.
Birmingham.
Controlling room. We are controlling anything. We should have the controller. Krishna is actually the controller. And we are controlled. We are bound to be controlled. Either by Maya or either by Krishna. If you are not controlled by Krishna, then you will have to be controlled by Maya. Now Maya is controlled. We are controllers, Maya makes it. So we are not controlled. So he is telling that don't try to make all these things that everything should come favorable to our life. We will arrange everything. We have no money. We have no beautiful girls to marry. We have no good husband. No big room, houses, and telephones, cars. Don't go. You should think this. What is the object and aim of the life? And sadhana. Whole energy should be spent on this. Not a single, not a very short energy should be given to all. This is called surrender to Krishna. Saranagati. If there is no saranagati, no bhakti. The door is closed. And if you have surrendered, and actually following six principles, then the door is open and we will enter in the first room. You should note all these things very carefully. What Prabhupada, the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is telling. You should see, also understand that this body will go tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 10 years, after 100 years. But it will go shorten. If this body is rotten, cancer has come in our body. Tuberculosis. Now, in it is AIDS. AIDS are coming newly. And we cannot survive from all. If cancer comes, AIDS comes, he will never. What to do? If at that time this is rotten and any what? Jadivo, leprosy and other things have everything by coming rust.
Rust
and everything. And makhiya battling.
These are
hemorrhaging.
And bad smell is coming. Stones are there. Making souls and urine. Even that, in that
condition,
it will say, oh Krishna, I have surrendered. My body, my soul, my everything. Krishna will accept. No one can accept you, whether he is willing. Wife, husband, father, mother, anyone cannot accept. But he will accept. Why you should not give in whole energy in this thing? What are you doing? Spending your whole energy, whole life, less and less, but you are spending your whole energy. When the world was first created, when first Brahma came, and since then we are here in this world, roaming here and there. In the ocean of birth and death, but we are making no solution at all. Problems are there. More problems are coming like waves in sea. But even we want to make these problems easy, but it will not be. If whole energy, whole essence, everything will be given in Krishna, then it will come. So this is God. It hasn't told that one who tells one time Krishna Krishna. By this Namabhas, also a one can see. Leprosy. Leprosy. But even he can have liberation. Mehya. But no happiness. He will like just a stone. Whether it is happiness or sorrow or anything, you will break these stones, nothing. No reason. Salvation is like this. A cause, any Vaishnava or any intelligent person doesn't want these stones. No happy, nothing there. So, he is telling that we should realize what is an aim and object of our life. If it is done, then everything, our life is successful. And if not, we have accepted our Gurudev as a fun.
As a joke.
As a joke. Like we keep a dog in our houses. Dog is necessary to wash the house. So Gurudev is also in India. Like so. A Guru Dev. Without Guru Dev, anyone cannot take his touching water. So he must be. Understand what I say? In India, if you are not initiated by anyone, then they will not take your water in cooking or drinking or anything. So we should must be initiated. So cool guru are coming. Cool guru, you know?
Family
guru. They will not do. Prabhupada has told the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Family guru will not do anything. They cannot help us. Bona fide guru, bona fide devotees can help. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. He has told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told him, sixth chapter, first slok, Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is our Upasya.
Upasya?
Only one worshipable. This Krishna Sankirtanam. His Sankirtan is sadhana and sadhana both. When we are so lower, then it is like sadhana. And when it is realized, then this name becomes Krishna. You know the history of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he went to Kashi Varanasi? The holy master of 60,000 Mayavadi sannyasi, so learned, one of the most learned person at that time in whole India. His name was Prakashananda Swami.